BFBS, the Forces Station. The Sonic Music Special.
Hey there, I'm Joe Cards and this is BFBS, and today is all about this lady here. Sonic joining us to talk all about the album that made her a name.
I still can't believe it now. I think I heard it once and I was jumping up and down like a little kid.
To talk about her current work as a DJ and producer.
I see in their eyes that moment joy came in their life.
And also why a 25-year anniversary has brought back one of her biggest hits. All thanks to French DJ and producer Hugo. We'll get onto that in a little bit. But let's start with one of her biggest, shall we? This is Sonic and I Put a Spell on You. That's Sonic and I Put a Spell on You.
BFBS, the Forces Station, the Sonic Music Special.
I'm Joe Carden and this is BFBS, the Forces Station, where today we are joined by the artist responsible for those tracks, Sonia Clark, aka Dance Music Royalty Sonic, who I have to say, by the looks of the Zoom call we're on right now, joins us from a very warm recording studio in the UK today. Hello, Sonic, how are you doing?
I'm good. Enjoying the weather while it lasts, you know.
Exactly. Make the most, mate. Listen, the reason we've got you on today is a big one at the moment for you. The anniversary of Hear Me Cry. Take us back to the start. Do you think you knew 25 years ago you were onto something big?
No. Straight answer, no. For me, I was in the moment. I'm constantly in the moment. Even now, I'm constantly in the moment. So it's always about what I'm doing right at that moment. It's not, oh, you know what? Imagine if this track did really well in 25 years' time. That's not how I operate. You know, I'm more like, just do this, then do the next thing, and do the next thing that gives me pleasure, then do the next thing that gives me pleasure. And that's it, really. I've just been pleasuring myself.
Good for you. We're going to talk about the music, but yeah. So how did it feel then when you did start getting those big, like, chart hitters? It must have been overwhelming.
The only time it became overwhelming for me was when I was DJing, because obviously I was DJing prior to all of that. So when I started to DJ after, before you just be in the corner or whatever it was, you know, partying, doing your thing. And then you had like 20 TV cameras in front of your face. And I was just like, yeah, this is not going to work. Not for what I do, you know. DJing is not, especially then, it's different now, because even back in those days, they would leave the DJ in the corner. But when I came along in the 90s, they all moved the stage. And I always remember them saying, oh, we've had to move the stage because we want everybody to see. You know, and even in Manumission, we were in the corner upstairs, like in the VIP area. That's where the DJ box was. But then by the time I was finished there, DJs were front and center stage, you know, and that's where that whole actual thing started from. It was from me actually going, you know, because people didn't really loved the DJ, but they were more about the music that the DJ was doing. They didn't care about what he was looking like or she was looking, and they didn't care about that. And that was obvious because they weren't singing, but I was singing. It was a different, you know, a different vibe was happening. You know, it was something that you needed to see. So yeah, I'm responsible for that. So I'm sorry that you have to look at all the DJs now.
The Sonic Music Special on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Feelings deep inside of me, I know it's there and it wants to be free, but I'm not sure.
Can't Make Up My Mind on BFBS, from the lady herself who joins us today to talk all about that 25-year anniversary of the Hear My Cry album, of course. We do need to talk about what you're up to at the moment. DJing, of course, is kind of one of your big things. But for anyone who's forgotten, I couldn't not play this. I feel we need a little taster from one of your other projects. Do you remember this from S-Express?
Enjoy this trip. Enjoy this trip. And it is a trip.
Countdown is progressing.
S-Express playing right around the Forces world on BFBS. I'm Joe Carden, where today we are chatting with Sonic, an artist who obviously played a big part in S-Express's success. Try saying that one quickly. But now, of course, as well as the music, you're DJing as well. That's a big part of your work, isn't it? I've got to ask you, kind of aside from your own tracks, who else are you really enjoying playing in your sets at the moment?
Well, you know, without saying my own one, because that one is obviously an easy one for me because I'm playing it and everyone loves it. But I would say, I mean, I love Café Del Mar Energy 52. Mm. I think there's some moments in there which are just very special, especially when you've got a history of being in Ibiza. It does resonate very well and translate very well over there. So I'd say that that's always a good one for that style of music, you know, because you got to remember there's all different vibes, all different styles. So that would be the sort of the trancey area. I'd definitely play that one. But then you've got so many different remixes of, which is what's really kicking off right now. You've got remixes of so many hits. I think at the moment it's You're Not Alone.
Yeah.
Until the end of time. Yeah. So, you know, when you bring that and you bring it right, it's amazing, you know, and a lot of that's happening now. So I'm really pleased. The music is still winning.
Good call. In fact, let's get that on, shall we? I'll play you Olive, You're Not Alone, after the other banger you recommended. This is Café Del Mar. Energy 52, Café Del Mar, you got it on BFBS, the Forces Station. Sneak with us, picking some of her faves to play when she's out DJing, and make this second selection of yours equally iconic. This is Olive, and You're Not Alone.
Surely see a face that you recognize. little heart. Two minds that once were close, now so many miles apart. I will not falter though, I'll hold on till you're whole. Safely back where you belong, and see how our lovers grow.
And You're Not Alone, as chosen by Sunique, who joins us on BFBS today, celebrating 25 years of Hear My Cry. Now, I want to talk about the big hits from that album. It must have been a very strange feeling for it to be kind of everywhere in the world. What was it like for you as the musician to, say, go into venues and hear other people playing your songs? It must have been pretty overwhelming, right?
Yeah, so that's a bit of a weird one for me. I still can't believe it now. I think I heard it once. I was in someone's car and it came on and I was jumping up and down like a little kid. But that was only about a year ago. You know, even the first time I sang it, I didn't think 25 years later I'll be still singing this same song. So for me, my enjoyment with that song is every time I perform it. That's the moment when I'm really appreciating everything, you know, the people hearing it, it's live. And I see in their eyes, which is the bit I love the most, is that moment when everything, that joy came in their life, that when they first heard that song, I see them being transported right back to that time and the joy and happiness that I've seen with my own eyes. Really makes me just believe in the human race, you know? It just really does. I did Boysdale the other day and there was this couple, and they were an older couple, and as soon as I sang that song, they just sort of embraced and started doing this sort of old-fashioned type dance. And that really touched me, you know? I was like, wow, you know? And then a lot of the time I get people, you know, they play at their wedding. You know, it's such a significant song to so many people that you can't help but be humbled by it.
Well, let's get back to that album, shall we, that's touched just so many people, shall we? From Hear My Cry, this is the song Alive.
Yeah. energy. You breathe life into me. Rescue this love, M-I-S-O-S. Your guiding light is my destiny.
The remedy has to come from the cure. So give to me what I need more. Here alone at night, it's a feeling I don't wanna fight. No more.
Touch me, show me the meaning. No more. Deep as a burning fever.
Now I'm believing, I'm complete, so complete. I'm alive. So
and Alive on BFBS. Now for a song that I know you love putting into sets because I've seen the live streams, mate. I know you're particularly busy doing the YouTube live streams in lockdown. This is Fragma. It's Tucker's Miracle. Yes.
To feel from you.
Fragma and Tucker's Miracle on BFBS, the Forces Station. Sonique, thank you for joining us today. Obviously, right now, it being BFBS, we're going out in the UK, we're going out on military sites all over the world. And in fact, one of our favourite things to do here at BFBS is to take artists out on tour. In fact, from the dance world, you may be familiar, not that long ago, we took the drummer bass guys, Sigma, out to Estonia to do a set for the troops on Opka Brit. I've got to ask you, is there anywhere in the world that you'd love to perform in? Is there somewhere kind of on your bucket list?
Well, you know, I've pretty much been everywhere. I started when I was DJing from in the 90s. I started, like, you know, going Australia and New Zealand from in 91. So you can imagine the amount of places I've been. So I have been Estonia many times. I've got quite a few friends there. You know, I've done Beirut. I even did the military base in Yorkshire.
Oh, no way.
They had an amazing time. You know, I remember that gig distinctly. And the Red Arrows were there, and it was an amazing day. And I'm very strong into the troops and, you know, people who fight, you know, for our freedoms. Mm. You know, of course, it's a very important thing. So, yes, I will entertain.
Oh, good for you. Well, I know you would be very welcome at a Forces gig any time. But for now, should we get back to the tunes and should we play one of the songs that I bet went down pretty blooming well at that gig? This is Sky.
Look at me. It really was not easy, but I can breathe. And I'm so grateful, 'cause I can see I am free to do exactly what I please. So come with me to a place where we can be. Ooh.
Sonique Music Special on BFBS. I know you've mentioned a little bit earlier on partying with him before, so it only feels right to play one of his songs. Paul Oakenfeld right now, under the name Grace, of course. This is Not Over Yet on BFBS. Grace and Not Over Yet. This is BFBS. I'm Joe.
BFBS. 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 The Forces Station. The Sonic Music Special.
Now, of course, as well as celebrating the 25 years of that album, Hear My Cry, there's actually a new release of the biggest song from it. Of course, It Feels So Good. You've been working with some French production talents on this. You've got Matt Sassari and you've got Hugel on it. Now, Hugel in particular, killing it at the moment. Particularly in the kind of Afro house space. We actually play loads and loads of his tracks the weekends here on BFBS. Did you kind of know much about Hugel's work before? Were there any particular songs of his that made you go, yeah, I'm actually really keen to work with this guy?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a weird one. because I'm a DJ, so I'm listening to all the new promos. And but what for me is, I just listen to the song. I'm not even not, which is terrible, but I don't even really check out who the artist is. I'm just like, wow, this is a, you know, banging tune. I know I play a lot of his stuff, but I play a lot of stuff. So I'm a bit weird that way. I don't go and go, this song is amazing. Wow, I need to know who that artist is. I don't do that, which is weird of me. I just go, wow, this tune is amazing. You know, how does this song inspire me to play or to make another song? Or, you know, there are some though that I have checked out, obviously. But, you know, I'm a lot older than everyone. I was 60 last Saturday. So back in the day when there was like, you know, I remember all the people I liked then, you know, it was like Paul Oakenfold, there was Carl Cox, there was, you know, I knew them all. There was the Sashes and Digri. They were all there. You're young and you're in there. But I'm not. I'm growing flowers and plants and things now. You know, not doesn't mean that I'm disconnected. I'm just connected in a slightly different way.
Well, let's get some of his tunes on, shall we? In fact, two of the ones of his that we're loving recently. I'll do that new tune of his alongside David Guetta and Kalani, Think of Me, after first Hugel's huge collab with Topic and Daycom, kind of the one that made him a name. This is I Adore You.
don't pull me in. Should I jump, should I jump, should I jump on it?
You know I
the artist there responsible for this new take of It Feels So Good with Sonic, Hugel and David Guetta with Think of Me.
BFBS, the Forces Station, the Sonic Music Special.
Now, Sonic, it's fair to say you've been a little bit of a trailblazer for women in dance music. When it comes to representation, it feels like things are looking much more positive nowadays than they were kind of back in the day, even though it is still a very male-heavy environment. Are there any ladies in the dance music scene right now who you'd like to kind of give a shout-out to? Anyone whose work you're really enjoying?
I think Eliza Rose, she's doing really well, you know, and I've got a lot of time for her because she's doing basically what I did. You know, she's making the music, but she's going out there and she's representing, she's being herself, and she's young, and she's a little trailblazer, and I think I really like what she's doing. It's really cool. You know, she's getting on with it. I want to try and get to work with a lot more women as well, you know, just to, we need to uplift each other a bit, you know, in a positive way. Well, I just think that we all should be a bit humble in life. I just think because life is so unpredictable.
Wise words indeed. I'll tell you what, let's get one of her songs on. This is Eliza Rose and it's Baddest of Them All on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Thank you.
Greed, a modern day icon of dance music representation for women there. Eliza Rose, that is Baddest of Them All.
The Sonic Music Special on BFBS, The Forces Station.
Sonic, it has been an absolute pleasure chatting with you today. Listen, if you ever want a little break from that plant growing, we will definitely get you out for a set for the troops. But for now, would you like to finish off by please introducing your new song with Hugel on BFBS?
Hi, this is Sonic, and you're listening to BFBS and the new remix of It Feels So Good. 'Cause that's what takes you high.
You always make me smile when I'm feeling down. You give me such a vibe. It's totally bona fide. It's not the way you walk, and it ain't the way you talk.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.